Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XorsonX. I'm here with Brian. You can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And you can find us on Instagram, instagram.com/reviewandroast. We do have a Patreon. And while it has been quite silent, the exclusive Overwatch podcast will be up shortly. It's been recorded. I just need to edit it and upload it. So, you know, now that you're listening to this, it's probably already up. So if you really want to hear what we've got to think about Overwatch, you might want to go over there and, maybe think about supporting us. Maybe. Kind of.
Yeah, because that game's super new.
It's not new, the game.
The Patreon is.
But A, the Patreon is new, and unlike every other game on the planet that nickel and dimes you to death, Overwatch constantly puts out new maps, new heroes. They're constantly changing stuff, and as of the time of recording the podcast, it was they just started season 5 of the competitive season. There was all kind of changes. Doomfist was just introduced. But anywho, enough about that. We are here today to talk to you about, I know it's fairly new, but this is a board game called Dice Forge.
How new is it?
Yeah.
I think it was like earlier this
year. Came out maybe July, August?
It's September right now.
July is when this idiot bought his house, which is what put all this off the tracks in the first place.
Yeah,
when he bought Dice Forge.
No, he bought it way before he bought the house.
Yeah, no, I think this game actually came out...
like April.
Approximately around then. I think it wasn't even released by Asmodee until around then. I'm trying to look it up right now. It actually says January 26, 2017.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, announcing a new game. So maybe that was when they announced the new game?
Maybe it came out...
local retailers, second quarter of 2017.
So, summer. So, early summer.
June. Either way, he had it before he bought the house. He bought the house at the end of June, so...
Correct. So either way, it's still relatively new.
Yeah. So whatever.
Point
Dice Forge. Basically, I'm sure everybody's familiar with the...
Dice?
I was going to say... deck building mechanics of board games where you start with your base deck and you purchase cards or acquire cards and build your deck, yada yada yada. This is kind of similar in that vein, but instead of building a deck, you get two dice, and of the six sides of each dice, all the faces pop off and you purchase new dice sides, more or less. But you do also get cards that a lot of them are like one-time instant abilities. Once you purchase the card, you get the points, you get the effect, whatever. But other cards you can activate once per round. Now, when Mike bought this game...
Are we going to talk about the debacle that was us playing game the first three times?
Yes, we're going to talk about the debacle of you reading the rules
wrong. Don't say me. We all read them.
So, anywho... the game goes, we'll get to that later, but everyone rolls their dice, and that's you build your resources. You get a little board where you get sun. I think they call it lunar.
Yeah, lunar.
Lunar.
And...
solar.
No, it wasn't
sooner.
Solar.
Sunner.
Solaris.
So you got the sun power, the moon power, and you have gold, and you build these things up to buy your extra dice faces and to purchase cards.
Correct.
So everyone rolls, everyone collects their resources, and then the first person takes their turn.
Right, and the standard die, they all come with basically one die comes with 5 1 gold sides and 1 solar, and then the other die comes...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and 1 solar, and then the other one has 4...
4 gold.
4 1 golds, and then a victory point 1, and then a lunar.
Yes.
So there you go. And obviously those are weak sauce.
Right, of course. Duh. So basically on your turn, you can either purchase a card or you can purchase as many die faces as you can afford, but you cannot purchase the same one twice. So
right. Which is another thing we completely whiffed on the first five
the
times.
The first couple of times we played, because what you do is, you know, you get your pawn and you put him, like, if you want to purchase a card, you put your guy on that spot, you purchase that card, and if somebody else wants to go there, they bump you back, you get to roll your dice.
You get to re-roll your dice and add those resources to your pool, which the game, you know what, let's pause real quick. And the game comes with a bunch of nifty tokens. The cardboard is pretty decent quality, to be honest. I mean, for cardboard knockout shit. The dice faces are all a good plastic. You know what I mean? They're obviously, they're a little tough to get out the first couple of times we played. But the game itself is actually packaged really well.
Yeah.
All of the accessories are packaged really well. They all came out. Not one pop-out that I popped out was... You know how you, when you're doing it and you tear shit apart?
Yeah.
It's always like three bad $1 tokens or some bullshit. This one is not like that at all. All the knockouts... Well, actually, there really isn't that
there's
many,
not a ton of knockouts.
To be honest, because it's all played with resource cubes and whatnot. So, but the game itself is actually not very expensive, but probably one of the better quality games you're going to get, in my opinion.
Storage-wise, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, the insert for the game literally holds everything in its exact place perfectly, which is actually pretty super. And there's even, like, a void space for stuff that hopefully someday they come out with an expansion, and that's the slot for it.
While we're on that topic, though, can I just say the blandest box design in the history of box designs?
Oh, exterior box design, yeah.
Yeah.
It could have been a loaf of bread, and it would have made, like, no, like, aesthetic difference.
I guess, you know,
like,
I mean,
oh man, this purple money bread is pretty cool.
For sure, but I mean, I guess, would you rather have a super dope box or all your shit rattling inside?
Oh no.
You know what I mean?
The, like, the insert and all the artwork inside is great.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
sure.
Just
the box,
if you are walking by the store and you're not a gamer, if you're like a mom or something,
oh,
and
you see
Dice Forge with a plain tan box with like a weird emblem in the back.
Yeah.
And a purple diamond just sitting there, you're going to be like, I don't know what
the
fuck this is.
And the best part about the purple diamond is there ain't one of those.
It's supposed to be the lunar.
The lunar, maybe?
I believe.
I guess.
I'm just saying, like, with all the character designs on the cards, you could have done something with the box.
Yeah, see, I don't know, because for me, I kind of like the basicness
of it. The ambiguity of it all?
I guess. Like, when I was first looking at that game, I heard that it's a dice builder, which intrigued me, to be honest, because I've never played one before.
Well, the only dice builders I've played before, it works like a deck builder where you get another die. You get another die, and then you put them in a bag and you pull five out, kind of like you would shuffling a deck. Those are the dice builders I'm used to.
What game is that? I'm not going to lie. It sounds pretty fun.
The Lord of the Rings dice builder.
Yeah.
But this game, you literally just change the face of your two die. Now, when we first started playing, we were moving our guys to the where the dice faces are, which you do not do.
Right, that's a separate location. That's the, let's say, the shop. You don't move your pawn to the shop.
Yeah.
But you can either shop or purchase a card. But if you purchase a card, you need to move your pawn to the card purchasing location.
To the correct island,
correct.
I guess would say.
Yeah.
So, the first couple of times we played, we weren't rolling the dice as many times as we should have been. So it was like, this game is retarded.
Eight rounds, and we're like, I bought dick.
Right.
Like, it was super frustrating because I just got this game. I was honestly, I wasn't like crazy excited about it, but I was like, man, this just sounded really cool. We played it the first time, and I literally wanted to take that perfect insert and smash it. I was like, we have to be doing it wrong. Then we did it again and really, really, really thought we were doing it wrong.
Yeah, we did a lot of stuff wrong the first like five times.
The first time we played it, I don't even know how we got through it because it was so
bad.
I don't even think we could play it that incorrectly right now if we tried to play it as incorrectly as possible.
I want to say, though, that you watched a video, and that's why.
Well, the day after you guys bought it and played it, I was around, and then we played it again, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Because you showed it to me, and
same
I was
thing.
Reading.
Sounds dope.
Well, the thing is, the guy that designed it, I can't pronounce his name. It's Regis something. He's
Philbin?
The guy. No. He designed Seasons, which is one of my favorite games.
Yeah, I like that game.
And it's kind of in the same vein as far as the character designs and just the general aesthetics of the game. So I'm sitting there going, how can this be bad? It's a guy from Seasons. And I have not played Lords of Zidit, but I know people that have, and they're like, game is fucking dope. So I was like, there's no way this game's not going to be at least good. And we played, I'm like, this is the shittiest game I've ever played.
Yeah.
This is terrible. I mean, this is a really fucking awful game. I'm like, why did you guys buy this? So then I was like, we had to have played it wrong. So then I went upstairs and I watched a how-to. I'm like, oh, dude, we really super played it wrong. Yeah. I'm like, no wonder that game sucks so bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's the whole resource thing was what was we were like, to explain it to everybody listening here, like, a round isn't just a round. So you roll your dice multiple times in a round. So a round is more like one player's turn, I guess is a better way to put it. When you're reading the instructions, it didn't really explain that very well. But I thought I watched like a Dice Tower video or something. Maybe they didn't actually play through because they don't always do like multiplayer. They just like take a turn.
Yeah.
So it wasn't.
They explained the basics.
Yeah, but it was like, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, so to do it correctly, we all roll. Scott takes his turn, purchases what he can purchase, moves where he has to move if necessary. Everyone stop. Everyone rolls again. And now it's Brian's turn. Brian does his actions, whatever. Now, meanwhile, while these two guys are taking their turns, I had just rolled some stuff. I'm building up my resource tracks to add those things in. So we were wondering in the beginning why player one starts with $4 and the guy that goes last starts with $0, which was like super stupid.
Yeah.
But it actually makes a ton of sense because by the time the fourth player gets his turn, he's already rolled his dice four times before he can even purchase.
Yeah.
So that made again, if you're listening and you think we're stupid, it's because we were. I mean, it just makes so much more sense the correct way. And again, at least we were smart enough to know that we had to be effing up. You know what I mean? Like,
it was funny, too, because I remember me, you, and Jeff were sitting here playing depressed. It. And all three of us, after the first time through, were like, this game is fucking stupid. We got to try this again.
I know.
We played it three times wrong.
And don't forget, the other thing was, too, you know, those islands that if you get bumped, when you bump a person, they go to another place they go back to the main island and have to re-roll their dice and get to add to their resource pool. Well, we were moving to each individual place in the shop as well. So with three players, nobody bumped nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was stupid. It was like, why is that even a rule? Like, no one's ever going to run into each other.
Well, that was when you showed me the game, I'm just like, I think after we played it like two or three times, I'm like, I think I actually just hate board games altogether now because nobody could design such a shitty game at all. It's impossible. There's no strategy here. Any luck. This is just dumb.
It's a very good example of...
Read a goddamn rule book in a while.
It's literally two pages.
I read it. And like I said, I skimmed a Vasil video, and here we were.
Yeah.
So anywho, after we played it correctly, it definitely got a little better. Well,
it got substantially better.
And we were like, dude, there's no way anyone's going to go over 100 points. Now we all come pretty goddamn
close.
Let's just
assume we never played it correctly, and we're reviewing it right now. I'm at like a 1.5.
Oh, no, yeah.
And I'd be like, the dice look awesome. They're kind of annoying to pick
like
out
at
two. First.
Yeah.
But the artwork.
It would have been my... Had we played it three times and we're like, all right, we're going to podcast tomorrow, it would have been our first YouTube video of me smashing a box.
I was going to say, it's getting to be fall someday. So I mean,
yeah, it was only 108 today.
Yeah, but technically it's going to be fall here
tomorrow.
So if in the event you were going to start a fire in the yard, I would have been like, throw that game on the fire because it's fucking
the plastic's probably toxic. We'd all die.
It's all right.
Good. I don't ever want to play another game again. I want to end on the worst note ever.
If I got to die watching it burn, it had been worth it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, man, sorry. Sounds like an amazing time now, like for an entire day.
You listening, Jeff?
Aw. Too soon?
Sorry.
Anywho.
Ouch. Parcheesi?
So, yeah.
Payday? Careers?
Here's the thing with Dice Forge that... I still have a problem with. Now, I have gone
as... You
roll
like shit?
It's not just me. I have gone as far as changing minimum four sides on each die, and I still will only roll one gold or the one victory point over and over. You never... I don't care. I've loaded up the solar die... with three sides for solar, and I'm still rolling the one.
Yeah, dude, it's just, it's called Your Bad Luck, and you suck at dice games.
We've all done it.
Don't no, I mean,
act
no,
like
I'm not
you
saying,
guys don't roll like
yeah, but,
shit, too.
But having said that, though, that actually, you're
these
actually...
These dice are very big and clunky, and I feel like...
They are.
Maybe there could have been a better way to do it.
I don't know. I think that you're playing to the game's strength, though, and that is there is a little bit of strategy in what you're doing. Like you just said, I do this and that and the other thing, and I still roll the victory point. Well, you know the first thing I do is I swap out the victory point one, because fuck that in the first round. What do I need one victory point for or two? Who gives a shit? I need gold up in here. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, there is some strategies involved. Like in the first round, do you really need four victory points or do you need four gold to buy some forges? I'm just saying. Like, I think it's actually, to me, it's...
The way I look at it,
I'm
not always
rolling those big clunky dice don't suck.
I'm always rolling the one gold, so if I remove all the one golds, how the fuck am I still rolling one gold?
Believe me, dude, it's happened to me.
Replace them all three golds?
But that's what I've done.
You can't. You can only buy one.
I've tried the...
No, three gold... Face, I mean, like the gold face with a three on it instead mm-hmm. of the one.
Right, but you can only buy one of those.
Okay, then you buy a four.
And you, you can buy a two, three, and a four, and that's
and
it.
Then you buy the one with the multiples.
There's a six.
There's a six, and then there's the couple of like the times
but,
threes. And,
but again, you know. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So
I feel like there's a lot of dice faces in here, and I feel like
we don't utilize all of them.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of them don't get used. And here's my other problem with the game.
Well, we started to a little bit more in the last.
Don't we do what we like first?
We're not doing
we're
the
all
thing
over
here.
The
we're just
right
doing
now.
Stuff. We're just doing stuff. Right. I have a lot of things
we're,
I don't.
We're
like
lovingly
about this game.
Bashing this game right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing I don't understand. In a two-player game, in a four-player game, it's 10 rounds. In a three-player game, it's 9 rounds.
Right.
Why the fuck is that?
There's some type of algorithm that you just can't understand.
There's an algorithm in my balls because that ruins a three-player game, in my opinion.
So play one more round, Crybaby.
I play by the rules.
Oh,
once I learn them.
Yeah. 14 games into it.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, what's the one common complaint with almost every game we do? I wish it was another round or two.
No, I know.
So didn't House rule it?
No.
10 rounds.
You could.
40 rounds.
I'd probably
I'm still waiting
win.
For one of you pussies to be like, hey, let's play the 60-round version of Merchant of Venus.
Well, maybe someday.
You're the pussy.
I'll play it right now.
No, you won't.
No,
first
I won't.
Of all.
I'm recording.
I don't think you can handle it.
Dude,
I think 2 hours in, you'll be like, oh, I'm going to go play some matches or eat some tortilla chips or play matches with tortilla chips.
I'm going to go do stuff. Anywho, so yeah, I think that your points are valid. I just don't care about them. So.
Well, I was going to say to retort your dice complaint, I think the dice are they are designed in such a way where the corners are rounded like pretty significantly. And there's a certain, I don't know what kind of plastic they're using, but I feel like there's a good bounce to the dice, or they kind of make up for their clunkiness by, they kind of roll pretty good. I don't know. I thought they were pretty fair. Plus,
I don't know. We play it on that mat, and it doesn't seem bad.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you play it on a hard table, it'll bounce more. We play on
oh,
the
yeah,
soft
they definitely
mats,
do.
And,
but,
know,
I mean,
it definitely hinders
if you
the,
use regular old dice on a hard table, they're going to bounce just as much, maybe even a little more.
That's why I need to just get a dice tray.
Well, and that led to the whole strategy thing, too, about, like...
You need a dice orb, so you just throw your hand in there and just let it go, like a fucking... One of those, like...
Oh, you need awesome. Like, you need, like, a boggle thing.
Sorry, that he just blew your eardrums, people.
Yeah. So, but
the
I think...
The card says moops.
That went to, like, the strategy thing, too, because in the earlier games that we played, correctly or incorrectly... I would heavily load one die because there were some actions that let you reroll one die, and that seemed to work, but also sometimes didn't seem to work because, you know, you're trying to get whichever resource, so you start actually building that, but now you need the other one, and now you're stuck getting this one. So there's, I don't know, I think there is a fair amount of thought to go into what you're purchasing, where you're putting it, what die you're even going to put it on in the first place. So, I don't know, I actually considerably enjoy the game a lot much more than the first five times.
Me speak good English.
Why?
Considerably more much me liking stuff.
Well, when you just said it like an idiot, it sounded stupid.
Just repeating.
You did
verbatim.
Not, you did not repeat what I just said. Continue.
Anywho.
So yeah, the last time we played it, I think we played it quite well. For the most part.
Last couple of times, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, I think the game is actually a lot much more fun than originally
good thought game, by all things of us. And stuff when good stuff and things happen. Nailed right. it.
And the game is actually, for all the dice and faces, it's actually pretty easy cleanup. And once you have it cleaned up, it's a pretty quick setup, too, now that I sorted the cards out correctly when you put them away. Because there's different... You can actually interchange some of the cards that you can purchase for your events and actions that you can take. A lot of them are standard. Like, you can add to your resource pool size. You can enable yourself to re-roll one die every time it's your turn. Things like that. There's some instant effects where you just get to re-roll two of your dice twice or something like that, or just get victory points or whatever. So there's a lot of strategy going down the road with the cards. I think, again, like I said, compared to what we originally thought, the game is phenomenally fantastic. If we played it right the first time, it'd be a pretty good game.
Yeah, I mean, there's 15 different cards to buy from.
I thought there was 26.
I'm talking about in general.
Oh, in-game. Okay.
In-game. There's 7 you can buy with Lunar, 7 you can buy with the Sun, and then 1 card that takes both.
Correct.
And then, Jesus, as far as dice faces, there's got to be at least 50.
All day. Yeah, I don't know how many parts there actually are. We don't have
well, there was like,
us, but
I don't know, we'll say
there's a ton.
12 to 14 slots around the tops and top and sides, not to mention the ones in the bottom, and there's 2 different die faces in each little area. So, mm-hmm. I don't know, 30 at least.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
The bottom, there's actually, there's 20 just on the bottom.
There's a lot of
options. There's four pigs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and whether or not, I mean, that's one for every 4 players. So, yeah, I guess I see your point.
That's
four kinda, of the same one that each person can.
It's kind of what made me like the game as we started playing it correctly is the fact that rather than have just a bunch of random things where different cards are more powerful, or in this case, die faces are more powerful than others, it basically gives everybody the opportunity to have the exact same setup, which at that point, you know, it's a matter of rolling well and making your moves at the right time, as opposed to like, well, I would have possibly won, but so-and-so got the super awesome card that just wiped out everybody, and now it's not fun anymore.
Right, yeah, there is...
There's multiple ways to get your points and win.
Correct.
It's basically, everybody's got the same chance to win. It's just how much your luck coincides with how, like, smart you are as far as going, okay, now's the time to get the map.
And that's the whole thing is the timing. And, well, I mean, in resource management is actually crucial because you might not have any resources. So
yeah, you want that add-on to your board, and you want that, like, gold tracker.
Right,
like,
but the gold tracker,
quickly.
Though. Well,
but you also want the card that you can re-roll quickly, and you want the card that gives you... 3 gold and 3 lunar pretty quickly,
too. There's,
like,
10 things you want really quickly. The problem is there's 10 rounds, so...
Yeah.
There's also the card, is it, like, 3 victory points for every die face you deject or eject or however you want to call it?
Oh, yeah, that was the
you want to sit on that one for...
final card.
Yeah, you want to sit on that one for a while, but you also don't want to sit on it to the end of the game and go, oh, fuck, I forgot, there's 30 points down the toilet.
Yeah,
so there's... I don't know. I think that if we played it more, we'd like it even more, to be honest. Because like you said, Scott, we're actually scoring higher. Because...
Well, I played...
The last time...
I think the first time we played, what did we score?
The last
like
time you two
points?
Fucking got over 100, and I stopped at 99 like an asshole.
Well,
I was you know, just the right
I just
die
need,
side
I literally
away.
Needed 1 gold on the die to win, and I had 3 chances to get it, and I whiffed. After a whole game of going gold, gold, gold. All,
oh, I know, dude.
And all of a sudden, I couldn't get 1. But to kind of put a timeline to it, the first time was when you showed me the game, and we played it 3 times. I'm like,
oh,
I fucking hate everything. I like don't like gaming anymore. I don't want to eat food ever again. I hate life. This fucking sucks.
And it was super frustrating.
And then I went upstairs, watched the video. I'm like, oh, we just played it wrong. All right. So then we played it right the second time, like, a couple days later. And I was like, it's okay. I'm like, it's just all right. But then, you know, I knew we were going to review this at some point. So when we played it at Mike's a couple weeks ago, when we played it that third time with Jeff, and it was the 4 of us, I was like, I think I kind of like this game. Like, now I think I like this game.
Well, once you kind of get the hang of it and you sort of... See, again, it's one of those games where... you don't initially think you really should have a strategy, but once you start making strategies in your brain, it makes the game a whole lot more fun.
Just like anything else, though, if you don't come up with a strategy right away, it's too late.
Oh, I know. Yeah, by the time you're like, oh, I should have... Oopsie. Like, he's already doing that.
Yeah.
So that's over.
But yeah, again, like, even the cards. Four players, there's four of each card, so it's not like you can't get it.
Yeah, it's available to everybody, which, like you were saying, I mean, it's really all fair. I mean, yeah, there's going to be obvious...
It is the equivalent of the participation trophy for everybody.
Right.
Except that you still have to have a winner.
Well, I mean...
So it's like they go, here's your your participation trophy, also you fucking lost and you suck.
But it's also, like you were saying, though, in the order in which you make your moves and if you... get what you're looking for. I mean,
yeah,
because some of those cards that allow you to re-roll one die four times, well, if you got two shitty dice, probably shouldn't buy that card right now, and you just wasted your money.
Right. Well, like for example,
wait till you get beefy.
The card that for every die face you remove, you get like 3 points. You don't want to get that in round 8 because you might get 6 points if you're lucky, and then fucking who cares?
Right.
Unless, and I could be wrong. Maybe it applies to all the die faces you removed prior to buying
that's
the card,
though.
That's
what it was, because...
Oh, well, in that case.
And this is no offense to anybody else. Jeff bought that one in, like, round 4, and he had only taken off 4 faces or something at that point. Remember? He was saving up, bought that card. You and I bought it later in the game and cashed out, because I think you had 9 and I had 10.
Something like that.
I mean, it was like...
He's always got to have one more than you.
I won by...
Like 3 points.
3 points.
That was the one face I needed.
Yeah, right.
I should just put my own face on it. Like, fuck this face.
So, yeah, I mean, again, like any decent game, it's got a pretty good strategy configuration, I think, after we played it correctly a couple of times.
You know, sometimes I think about why we don't have more listeners, and then I listen to my stupid face swearing constantly. I'm like, that's why.
Yeah, because nobody swears. This is fucking America, stupid.
That's right.
Everybody swears.
I'm just saying, you watch all the guys on YouTube with, like, thousands of followers. They're all, like, family-friendly, and here I am going, fucking stupid face of my face. Never mind.
This ain't YouTube. There's a million people on YouTube swearing their balls off.
Oh, yeah, you ever watch, Kevin Smith's YouTube reviews? It's all...
Yeah.
MFA. He's reviewing board games now?
He probably is. Everybody is but us.
Too soon? For what? So, anywho, yeah. I'm good. I like the game. That's where I'm at with it.
I like it too, but I still feel like there's a few things I might want to complain about. Let me think.
No, that's fine. I mean, I think we've seen...
I want to rebut it.
I honestly think we need to play it more.
Oh, yeah.
I think we need to play it like 18 more times to really know.
I still think we played it more incorrectly than correctly, because we played so many games incorrectly.
So this review is tentative in that it's not official. This is a pre-review review.
It's pretty official.
It's kind of weird. Like,
come back for the actual one in like 6 months.
Here's one thing that I'm mixed on. I mean, I get it. But I don't get it, is the cap on resources. It's kind of lame.
Well, it's the game essentially in its own way telling you you only have a certain amount of time and you spend.
Right, but when the most expensive card on the board costs 6 lunar and 6 sun, that's a lot of shit. Even if
the game's essentially saying
you gotta buy your resource pool upgrade.
The game's essentially saying if you want to win the World Series, you gotta spend some money.
Yeah.
Don't be the Pittsburgh Pirates. Be the Cubs.
If you want to make money, you got to spend money.
Yeah, you can't win a World Series with a $50 million
payroll.
Right,
but you can't spend that money if you can't get that money.
Right? If you're changing all your gold faces to other shit, then yeah, you're not going
to
get any money.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I agree with you to a point, but I think that that's part of the management portion of the game.
I agree.
Bazanga.
Get good at managing them funds, son.
You ain't got those buns, hon.
That's why we have no listeners.
That is actually most of the reason.
You're fucking terrible stand-up.
Mostly
jokes.
That reason, yeah. Hey, I'm dying over here.
Anywho, why don't we slap some numbers on these on this dice forge?
I don't even have like a clue.
I don't either.
I mean, again, I'm with Brian. Like, had we done this after day one, I'm in the 2 range.
That's pretty high.
I just don't know if I like it like a 6.5 or if I like it like an 8.5, honestly. I'm literally that spread apart right now.
Spread eagle.
So gross.
It's spread eagle.
One over here and one over there.
I got it.
I'm kind of the same way.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I'm not spread eagle on it.
Now I'm not the asshole?
I'm not fucking, you know, I'm not gaping over here.
Just Indian style.
You dirty.
I'll just split it right down the middle. I'll just go 7.5.
Yeah.
I mean, it might. And see, I feel like that's. Like, if I had better rolls, I'd have a better score. But, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like you're faulting the game because you suck at it. The point being, though, you suck at rolling, so it's not the game's fault.
What do you want to say about that? I'm not the
If we became a thing, though, maybe they'd put out this special custom Scott Rider dice.
I'm not the biggest.
The big fucking foam rubber.
Put a thumbs down on
I'm not the biggest fan of, like.
But Scott gets one gold every round, no matter what.
Gigantic dice. Like, just make them
they're
fucking...
They're not gigantic. You're making it like they're like dice in the fucking mirror. You know what I'm saying?
If you got them in your hand, you can't really shake them around.
You know what? First of all, you don't have to shake them.
Can I just... Point of order? The guy that created this game is the guy that created Seasons. We played Seasons multiple times. Those dice are bigger.
Yeah, you don't need them that big.
But they're great. Those are... Those dice...
That's why that
gave us
7.5, because he can't roll those dice either.
Are fucking great.
Whatever, I got fucking Trump hands, I guess. I don't know what to tell you.
You're definitely.
Apparently, I'm not allowed to complain anymore.
So. No, you can complain. I'm just saying, if you're complaining about the size.
I'm just saying I'm a piece of shit.
If you're complaining about the dice.
You can complain. We're just saying you're a baby. So
just saying, if you're complaining about the size of the dice, God, size of the dice.
I wish I could splice in some of you from Overwatch right now.
What do you mean?
When you call me a baby?
Oh, yeah.
The dice from King of Tokyo are like also big.
Everyone behind us!
Was it yesterday or the day before?
Yes.
King of Tokyo's dice are also bigger.
Yeah, and I'm not the biggest fan of big dice.
Well, it sounds like a lot of these fucking games that we like so much have big fucking dice.
Yeah, why?
So start being a
What's
fan.
The fucking
Wanted
point?
Earth has humongous 24-sided
dice. Yeah, but their game is not based around it. That's a... You roll them... No. You roll them once in a while.
Once
the
in a
main
while?
Dice
every single time
the main dice in that game are standard fucking size.
Oh, well, I mean, then they could have just did a counter.
And
I don't know.
Technically, you can roll those one at a time. If, whatever, it doesn't matter.
You could
matter.
Roll the ones in this one.
You could roll that. You could roll that across the board and crush half your miniatures. I'm just saying, that's like a boulder.
It really is.
It is.
I kind of thought they were cool.
You suck.
Fuck, what are we talking about at this point?
I'm just saying you're over exaggerating the size. It's the average person who's never heard of this game or. Who is thinking about buying this, thinking their dice are like the size
of like two
of
Rubik's
a fucking,
cubes.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, fuck that game. I ain't buying that shit.
Yeah, so I was...
$35 for gigantic dice.
I'm not trying to deter anybody from buying it.
I'm just saying, there's some young girl out there with small hands. She's like, I can't fucking roll those giant dice. Get me a Barbie instead. Now her gaming days are over thanks to you.
You're going
to
lose your headphones. It's like,
I'm not going to lose my headphones. I just got to
so anyways,
corral
did you
this
number?
Dog. Me?
No, he's the only one that didn't. That's why we're still fucking rambling.
I just gave a range.
I will give this game a 7.5 because it's not quite as...
And it's got big dice.
No.
And I love them.
No, I actually... The dice mechanic is probably my second favorite thing in this game.
What's your favorite thing?
I just like this. The resource tracker is...
Like
as much as I love a resource management game, after a while, when you just got a fucking mountain of cubes in front of you, it's kind of like, dude, this thing simplifies that. You can keep track of shit without having this pile of stuff that maybe falls on the floor, you spill coffee all over it. I'm just saying, the resource tracker is a good thing, and they should employ that more often in more games.
I feel like
because Evolution does
that
as well.
It's too easy to cheat.
Yeah. I mean, you can, but... Part of the agreement of playing a game like this is that you're going to abide by the rules and play and win the correct way.
Yeah, but the problem is it's like, no. To be named later. But sometimes you don't know what you're even paying for. Other you know what I'm saying? So it's not like, well, no, I'm just saying if Scott grabs
You're just
that
being a
card,
fucking crybaby right now.
How do I know? How do I know? You just moved your track down because I didn't know if you were at 6 or 7, and you just took it down 2. I'm just saying it's a little...
Yeah.
It's different than throwing 2 coins in the middle...
No, I know.
...to the pot.
Yeah.
You know. Having said that, I do completely agree that it is way easier for everything. So, I like it. You know what? I'm just going to stick with the group and go 7.5 then. I was 6.5 to 8.5, so... It's probably going to go up because... I really do like playing it, and I'd like to play more of it. So I'm sure I'll like it more.
I'm gonna give it a 7.5. I think I already did, but I'll give it a 7.5 again for this reason. because it's the guy who created Seasons, if you were wanting to play Seasons, but you kind of wanted to get the gist of how Seasons works with the whole one guy rolls the dice and everybody picks one and then allocates the resources, et cetera, and whatnot, this is a good way to kind of figure out what Seasons is going to be like in terms of it's my turn, but it's sort of everybody's turn mm-hmm. all the time. Like, for example, in Seasons, you have to keep comparing because it's the same guy and it's, sorry, it's just the better game.
Fuck.
It just is. It just is. Sorry. He really fucking like hit like a triple with like a stolen base for home runs.
So I heard something about a point.
The point is that game has more of the strategic element with the card drafting and the playing the cards and spending and so on and so forth. This game kind of strips away some of that more strategic stuff for a little bit simpler mechanic that if you want to teach somebody this game, it's a lot easier because it's basically roll dice, move your resources, and then, you know, timing for the cards and so on.
Yeah, with the exception of some of the odd symbols and weird card stuff, this game would be pretty easy to teach to a younger person, too.
Yeah, as soon as you read the fucking
rules. Well, once you figure it out, yeah. I mean, it's obviously too tough for 340-year-olds
to
play.
Hey, I'm still in the 30s.
Well, you're still stupid.
So is your mom.
I'm just saying, like, if you want to teach your 9-year-old nephew, your 9-year-old nephew is going to get mopped with the card draft because they're not going to know what's the best cards to have and when to play them and how
to. He's going to mop because I'm going to give him terrible
again,
advice.
To go back to Seasons, you're building three decks for each. Them. You're building three-card decks. You start with the first three, then you add the second three, and then the third three in the third round. You not only want to build the best possible deck to try and win, and there's only two cards maximum per game, so if I get the whatever Boots of Injustice and you get them, Mike won't. So you want to draft well, and I'm sorry, most 9-year-olds aren't going to be like, oh, well, I know I'll get this, and I'll play it in round three. Not in the beginning, at least. This game kind of strips that away, so you don't have to worry about that. It's just a matter of, you know, and everybody gets a shot. This game is a little bit more even-keeled in terms of who can win, who can lose. Mm-hmm. But
that all goes back to the even amount of items available to all the players. So it's not like a random thing. Like, if you save enough money, we can all have the same cool thing.
Right.
Just how you want to spend it.
This is more of a family game, I would say. Seasons,
I don't know. I feel like there's been some hurt feelings.
Seasons 10's a little bit more gamer-ish. Still fairly easy, but a little more... A little more thinking going on. How far you want to move that track. That's another thing, too. This game, the rounds just move, like, fluidly. Whereas in Seasons, like, you control how fast a round goes. How bad do you want that card? Well, you're going to have to let that season track go up three spots. Now you're kind of playing with a timer a bit. You don't want to fucking miss that chance. This game doesn't do that. It's basically you have, say, three players, 9 rounds. You have 27 turns to figure it all out. If you don't, then your name is Scott and you suck.
That's actually
that's why you end up with 81 points.
99.
Like a sucker.
Let's consult the Board Game Geek counter and 87. The card says boops.
On that note,
I'm good.
We're just gonna we're done.
Wrap it up, B.
It's been a while. I gotta get it all out. It's been like months of
we did this 2 days ago.
I know, but it's 2 days of podcasting for after 2 months of not.
So and you can find me on
Twitter.
Got a lot
of stuff on my mind right now.
At XorsonX. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find all of our stuff at reviewandroast.com or facebook.com/reviewandroast. Don't forget to hop on that good old Patreon truck, wagon, fan, whatever. Yeah.
We're giving away a copy of Dice Forge.
We're not.
Not
so,
my copy.
No, we're not. So get in.
I mean, if
goods.
Somebody actually does ask for it.
I thought we were done with
Let's
this.
Let's talk.